Joining me today is JTG Doherty Racing driver AJ Allmendinger. Thanks for joining us today, AJ.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, this is going to be your first full year with your new team owner. How are things going?
It's been good so far. We've had two finishes in the top 10 out of the first three races. We're fifth in points right now, so really looking forward to it. You know, the NASCAR Sprint Cup season is the longest season when it comes to any sport, so it's one of those things that you don't want to get too excited too early, but at the same point, it's good to be this high in points this early.
Yeah, you guys are doing great right now, but I caught the big milestone for your team last year on your first NASCAR Sprint Cup Series victory, and I was like, yes, I was so happy for you, and I understand your family was there along with the team owners. That had to be pretty doggone cool, right?
Yeah, my parents, my mom and dad have been supportive throughout my whole career. You know, they got me going in racing. They mortgaged their house three different times to keep me going, so to be able to share that, and with my girlfriend Tara, you know, for all of our first Sprint Cup victory, and not just for me, but my team owners, Tad and Jody Geschichter and Brad Doherty, and for the most people on our team, really, it was their first Sprint Cup victory. So to be able to share that all together on a one-car team that worked so hard to go against the big teams, it was really, really special.
I happened to be watching that race, and I saw Brad. Brad was up in the booth at the time. He was very stoked.
Yeah, he was bringing the boot down, and then he tried to crush me once he got down and hugged me. It's crazy to me how in a sport you can have 10 bad weeks in a row and feel like, you know, life is over, and all of a sudden you get that win and it erases all those bad memories. So we hope it happens a lot more. We hope it happens at Auto Club Speedway for sure, but it's a memory that'll never leave me.
Well, we're definitely looking forward to that. I the big battle down the stretch with Marcos Ambrose for that win, that was a pretty exciting finish, and I loved every second of that.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to race against Marcos like that with, you know, he was one of my teammates when I was at Richard Petty Motorsports at the time, and to me is one of the best road course drivers that we have, not just in the series but in the world. So to be able to go against him at a track he had dominated and come out on top, that was, I probably wouldn't really had it any other way.
He's a really great driver. I had an opportunity to chat with him as well. Well, listen, so you and Martin are like third and fourth in this year's standings. That's a career best position for, you know, each three races into the season. What do you attribute the strong start to?
Well, I mean, I look at last year, we did this alliance so late in the year at the end of 2013, of the alliance that we have with Richard Childress Racing. We get all of our cars and engines from them. And for the most of the year, we spent just trying to catch up and really trying to just build race cars, get caught up, and it's hard to do throughout the course of a season. So this past year, going into the off season, the team really focused on getting the cars the way we wanted them, building new cars, just being way more ahead. So I think into this year, we've just been more prepared. RCR Alliance as a whole, as you said, with Martin and myself, Casey Mears, a single car team,
right. That's
a part of the Alliance. He's ninth in points. I think as a whole, we're just better right now, and it's showing on the racetrack. And
yeah.
And our sponsors right now, we have so many great sponsors between Scott Products and Kingsford and Clorox and Bush's Beans and House Autry and Hungry Jack, Shore Lunch. So our sponsors, the whole team, everything together right now is just coming together, and it's showing when we get to the racetrack.
It's popping on all cylinders, right, AJ?
Yeah, I mean, it has to. I mean, we're racing against the best in the world. So
that's right.
If you're missing just a little bit, you're going to be running 30th every weekend.
Exactly. Well, we're talking to NASCAR driver AJ Allmendinger. AJ, after the first race with NASCAR's new aero package, you had an interesting take on the new rules and what it was like in the seat. So have your arms and chest recovered from Atlanta and Vegas?
It's a little bit different. It's not as different as most of us thought it would be, really, but it's more of about momentum. We have less horsepower, less downforce on the car,
right.
So it's more about momentum. But the racing's been fantastic, and so far for us, obviously, it's been really good. So we'll kind of see as the year goes on. The great thing about all these race teams is they will make every adjustment they can to make these cars as fast as possible. So it'll keep developing, and we'll keep making the racing better for the teams and for the fans.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Well, you're back at home in California. You ready for the 2-mile D-shaped oval?
Yeah, it's it's a great racetrack. It's quickly become probably one of the best racetracks we have in the sport right now, because there's so many different lines. Pavement's a little bit old, so it means it's slick. Right. Great racing, side-by-side racing. So it comes down to, we look forward. You can't beat Southern California weather in general. So Auto Club's last year, the place was sold out. They sound like they're ahead of schedule right now. So ticket packages that start at $35, and go to autoclubspeedway.com to find tickets. It's fun racing in front of a packed house. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing you. The Auto Club 400 going to be airing on Fox at 12:30. Friday, Enterprise Pole Day, where you can watch as your favorite NASCAR Sprint Cup drivers battle for the pole in the three-group knockout qualifying rounds. That's pretty cool. Saturday's a nationwide series, TreatMyClot.com 300. And then Sunday, of course, we're going to see AJ in the Auto Club 400. We appreciate you taking the time today, AJ, and we wish you all the best.
Oh, thank you for having me.